Who is responsible for fallen tree removal en masse? In Massachusetts, determining who is responsible for fallen tree removal depends on tree ownership and the situation. Whether it's a neighbor's tree, a city tree, or your own, understanding liability can be tricky. After a storm or heavy winds, fallen trees can cause significant property damage. Let's break down who is responsible for fallen tree removal in Massachusetts and what to do if it happens to you. Understanding fallen tree removal responsibilities in Massachusetts. Tree ownership usually determines who is responsible for removing a fallen tree. However, property lines and local ordinances may affect liability. Generally, if a tree falls due to natural causes, the owner of the tree is responsible for removal. Tree ownership and liability explained. The tree owner is typically responsible for maintaining it. If a tree falls on your property and belongs to your neighbor, they are usually responsible for removal. However, if the tree is on your property or poses a danger, the responsibility may fall on you. Liability can be more complex if the tree is unhealthy, neglected, or diseased. In those cases, the tree owner could be held responsible for damages. Who is responsible when a neighbor's tree falls in your yard? One of the most common questions is, if a neighbor's tree falls on my property, who is responsible for removal? If a neighbor's tree falls on your property, the responsibility often depends on whether the tree was healthy and if there was prior damage. In Massachusetts, if a neighbor's tree falls on your property, the responsibility to remove it typically falls to you, unless it was dead or neglected. What to do if a neighbor's tree causes property damage? If a neighbor's tree falls and damages your property, immediately notify your neighbor and document the damage. Many homeowners' insurance policies cover the cost of tree removal and damage repair. Check with your insurer to understand what is covered. If there's a dispute, you may need to consult with an attorney to resolve the issue. If a city tree falls on my house, who is responsible? When a city-owned tree falls on your property, Massachusetts municipalities are generally responsible for maintaining public trees. If a city tree falls on your home or property, contact your local public works department for assistance. The city may handle removal, but typically won't be responsible for damages unless negligence is proven. What to do when a city-owned tree causes property damage? If a city-owned tree causes damage, report the issue to your local government. Depending on the circumstances, the city may assist with removal and repairs. If your insurance covers tree-related damage, you may need to file a claim for repairs. How to safely and efficiently remove a fallen tree in Massachusetts. Regardless of whose tree has fallen, it's crucial to act quickly and safely. Tree removal can be dangerous, especially after storms. If the tree is large or in a difficult location, attempting to remove it without professional help can cause injury or more damage. Professional tree removal services for fallen trees. To safely and efficiently remove a fallen tree, it's best to call in a professional tree removal service. Walnut Tree Service has the expertise and equipment to handle all sizes of fallen trees and clear the debris without causing additional harm. We'll also handle the cleanup, so you don't have to. Get trusted tree removal services in Massachusetts from Walnut Tree Service. If you're dealing with a fallen tree and are unsure of your responsibilities, Walnut Tree Service is here to help. We provide expert tree removal services throughout Massachusetts, ensuring your property is cleared quickly and safely. Whether it's a neighbor's tree, a city tree, or your own, we're the team you can trust. Contact us today for fast, reliable tree removal services in Massachusetts. Our team will guide you through the process and provide a free estimate for removal now.